KUTX 98.9, Jody Denberg here with my guest, Mike Scott of the Water Boys. They have a new album called Modern Blues, and Mike is going to be at the Paramount Theater tomorrow night with the Blue Bonnets opening. I've got my headphones on now. I've got Mike Scott in the house.
How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well because you're here. I'm a big fan of the Water Boys, so it's good to look across.
Thanks, man.
And see you there. And I spent the day with Modern Blues, brand new record. Wow. Very rocking, very focused. And what was your take on it going in to make this record?
I wanted to make a record with an American feel, Jody, like an American swagger to it. So I played with lots of American players. Got David Hood from the Swampers, from Muscle Shoals on bass. Got a great keyboard player from Memphis, Brother Paul. And we got a local lad from Austin, Texas, Zach Ernst, playing some lead guitar.
Now, the Water Boys, over their 30-plus year career, have had more band members than just about any other band, would you say?
Well, even more than Santana.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so it's not unusual for you to have a new group of Water Boys to make a record.
That's right.
But yeah. Is it unusual to have a group of Americans or so many Americans?
It is, yeah. First time we've had so many, yeah.
Now, you lived in New York for a little while, right?
I did, about 20 years ago, yeah.
But now where is home?
Dublin.
And are you enjoying it?
Dublin, you mean? Yeah. Am I enjoying Dublin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good, easygoing place to live.
That's my perception. I've never been there, but every time I see the pictures and everything's green, I'm wanting to be there.
Yeah, it's a very creative place. I find it good for writing songs.
Well, obviously, Modern Blues, such a wonderful piece of work from the Water Boys. And we mentioned some of the Americans who are joining you tomorrow night, in fact, on stage at the Paramount. But Steve Wickham, he's been with you a long time.
Yes.
And he will be with you.
Yes, the great fiddle player. Yes, he will.
Fantastic player.
And the song that you're going to play has got what sounds like a killer guitar solo at the end. It's actually Steve playing fuzz fiddle.
Well, we should hear that then.
Yeah.
It's called Destinies Entwined. It's the first song on the brand new Water Boys record, Modern Blues. Again, they're at the Paramount Theater tomorrow night. And we're going to talk to Mike Scott some more. But right now, let's listen on KUTX.
Her point of view was radical, more than just a change of plan. She sold me her proposal, which I did not understand. She said the secret's in the road. I tried to decode the signs and followed her for 7 years, all eyes and ears. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. Underneath my hungry feet, its trees were tall, its people all so noble in defeat. Men were digging, men were building, men were killing time. I took a spade and volunteered, a pioneer. Our destinies entwined. Our destinies entwined. I made a stand on principle, but I had not grasped the fact. For their armor it did shine. I took the only path I knew, they took it too. Our destinies entwined.
Tremendous work. The Waterboys' new album, Modern Blues, and the first song from it, Destinies Entwined. Mike Scott of the Waterboys is having a chin wag with us and will be at the Paramount Theater tomorrow night with the Blue Bonnets. So that was epic, but not epic in the way that The Pan Within is epic. It's big, but it's different. Do you think about these things before you go in, or is it not part of the process?
Well, I write the song, Jody, and I do myself a little home demo and I try and imagine how it's going to sound. But I like to let the musicians play their own thing and leave a lot to what happens with the chemistry of the players when they play all together.
In my mind, although, you know, these are arbitrary delineations, but there's maybe three kinds of Waterboys music when I think in my head.
Okay.
I think of the epic, sort of the Pan Within. I think of the Fisherman's Blues era, which is more folky and Celtic.
Celtic, yeah.
And then there's a spiritual side that was like on the album Universal Hall.
Yeah.
And, you know, quiet and reflective. I feel like they're all swimming in this record, though. All the different facets in some way.
Okay.
Do you hear that? Or do you have perspective on it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, to me, it's a rock and roll record. It's just a plain, no-holds-barred rock and roll record, yeah.
So tomorrow night at the Paramount, when you play, do you have, obviously you'll feature Modern Blues, but do you have segments of the show that are more acoustic and stripped down? Or how does that work?
No, it's all rock and roll. It's a full tilt rock and roll show. We play some old songs too. It'll be great. It's the greatest lineup of the Waterboys ever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, when you got David Hood from Muscle Shoals, I mean...
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the greatest bass players in history. And man, he's a monster. When he digs in, you could build a house on it.
I bet he's happy to be in an environment where he can dig in and on stage.
I think so. Yeah, he's having a good time.
You know, the Waterboys have a logo that is hard for me to express verbally. I guess it's a bunch of lines sort of intertwined horizontally.
You mean the squiggly wave line thing?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's been with you forever.
Yeah.
Is there a meaning that you have for that logo, or what's up with that?
Well, I have to make a very big confession here that I was a teenage Blue Oyster Cult fan. And they had a symbol, I don't know if you remember, on every Blue Oyster Cult album, there was this sort of inverted cross question mark symbol thing. So when I had my own band, I thought, oh, I'd like to have a symbol so that when people see it, they'll just think, Waterboys. So I asked our art designer, it was a woman called Stephanie Nash at Island Records back in the 80s, and she came up with this, I said to her, it's got to represent water because we're the Waterboys. So she came up with this wave symbol. That's the story behind it.
It works.
Yeah.
I mentioned Fisherman's Blues. This is a record that's had many incarnations in a way because there's the original release from the late 80s. Then there was a reissue of two CDs. Then there was like a part two. And then a year or two ago, there was the exhaustive six CD box of the Fisherman's Blues sessions.
Yes.
What made that such a fertile and creative time for you and the Waterboys?
Well, I'd had first bit of success and my songwriting confidence was very high and I was very creative at the time and I had a band who was able to play any kind of music that I threw at them and they were also able to improvise. Fantastic improvisers, Steve Wickham on fiddle, Anthony Thistlethwaite sax and Trevor, our bass player. Three marvelous improvisers so that I could go in the studio and I could make up a song on the spot. And they would be able to deal with it. They'd be able to come up with parts in real time. And so we would go in the studio and come out at the end of the day with maybe five more songs. Mm. And we just kept recording and recording for on and off for almost 3 years. And we assembled a huge amount of music. And I suppose it's fair to say that we had so much music that I lost perspective, really. I began to not be able to make decisions. I couldn't find my way through the thicket of music, the jungle of music. I could have done with a friendly A&R man putting his hand on my shoulder saying, Mike, you've done enough. But there was no such person at the time.
In a way, it's a blessing. The original record stands, but then as a fan of the record, when you get into the six CD box, you see how things evolved. They could have gone different ways. So you talk about a lot of improvisation. That's the record that has the Van Morrison song,
Sweet Thing.
And then in the middle goes into the Beatles' Blackbird.
Yeah.
Was that an improvisation?
Completely in the moment, unplanned. So we're playing, we finished Sweet Thing, we're grooving on it. And then it comes into my mind, go into Blackbird. And I did, and the band came with me. Yeah.
Boy, organic, but yet just sounds like it's meant to be. Is the show the Waterboys are playing tomorrow night, is that the first date on this leg of the tour?
It is, yeah. First North American show.
So what do you do to prepare for that? Has this band played on stage so far?
Yes, we've played, I think, 12 shows. We've been in Australia, Japan, and the UK, and Holland.
So you're here, obviously, at least a day early in Austin. Do you have rehearsals here, or what goes down?
No, we played last week in Tokyo. We don't need any more rehearsal. We'll be cool.
Well, maybe you could have a Mexican meal or something.
Tonight we're going out for some Tex-Mex food because Zach, our guitar player, he's local, so he's going to take us out.
You're in good hands.
Yeah.
The Paramount Theater tomorrow night, the Waterboys. Last week I had as my guest Kathy Valentine from the Bluebonnets.
Oh.
And she's a friend. And I said, hey, how did you get that gig with the Waterboys? You guys have 9 or 10 dates on their tour. And she said that she struck up a friendship with you on Twitter.
That's the truth.
So you're pretty open on the social media. I mean, to meet someone on Twitter and then have them brought in as your opening act, that's pretty cool for everybody.
Yeah, well, actually, Kathy and I met on Twitter through Roseanne Cash, who we were both friendly with, and we kind of got to know each other through conversations with Roseanne.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know that Kathy and the rest of the girls are really buzzed for tomorrow night.
Great. I've seen them play, and I think they're brilliant.
They are brilliant. Yeah. And you have done so much great work in these last 30 years. I'm just grateful for it all and just wanted to tell you thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for telling me.
Mike Scott's here. The Waterboys album, Modern Blues. You know, Modern Blues, Fisherman's Blues. Is there some?
That's just a coincidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a rock and roll record. It's a great new band that Mike has with him, including David Hood of Muscle Shoals on the bass. And as you heard, Austin Zach Ernst and Steve Wickham will be there with his fiddle. Have a good time while you're here, please.
Thanks.
And welcome back. I know you were here a couple of South Bys ago, maybe just with Steve, I think.
That's right, 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have a good time, have a good show, and congratulations on a great record.
Thanks, man.
The new album from the Waterboys is Modern Blues, and this one's called Still a Freak, and you'll see him tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater with KTX.
Time next week.